Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And at Costco, and you go, you would have did it. Well, I would not have followed anybody shopping.
Yes, you would have.
If you, come on, Stoney.
You would ask for a selfie. You did.
In Costco?
Yes.
We were on the street.
That makes it worse.
I'll never forget that day.
No, neither will he.
Oh, man.
The only the one thing we all remember about it was how scared you got.
For when?
When James Kincaid said, we've got to take your credential.
That was different.
Oh, man.
That was totally different.
You want to talk about a guy's heart up near his throat? Oh, boy. Yeah, absolutely. We're talking a couple things I want to mention. Devontae Adams is now a New York Jet. He was traded from the Raiders to the Jets. And Amari Cooper, remember, he was mentioned in the offseason as a possible replacement for Brandon Ayuk. He's now going to the Bills.
What if I told you I believe that connection or addition might be, you might get more dividends than Adams going to New York, if you're correct?
Possible.
I think Josh Allen's going to love the playing with Amari. Vice versa.
You would think so. Yeah. You would think so. We came out today talking about the media, and I just found it very interesting that the San Francisco 49ers right now are 3-3, and, you know, there's some angst, but that's about all it is. There's some angst. You got the Chiefs coming in. And the Philadelphia Eagles are 3-2, and Nick Sirianni is absolutely getting bludgeoned in Philadelphia. For one, barking at the fans during the game, and then after the game, bringing his kids to the podium so as possibly to deflect any criticism of what he did. And people in Philly are going bonkers about it. And then the Dallas Cowboys, of course. Jerry Jones did his Tuesday interview with the flagship station, and he kind of threatened to fire the two hosts if they kept asking him questions about mistakes from the past.
Man.
And it just got me thinking, you know, I get it. The Cowboys got absolutely humiliated on Sunday against the Lions.
They were.
But they're 3-3.
Yeah.
And the Eagles are 3-2. And you'd think that the worlds are collapsing there.
Well,
and
Dallas has been, like Evan said, pointed out, they've been blown out at home. They've yet to win at home by double digits and almost gave up 50 just this past Sunday, the worst loss since he's owned the Cowboys. So it's different than 3-3, Stoney. The Cowboys 3-3 is way worse than Philly's 3-2. But to Philly's credit, they don't, your friends included, they don't like Sirianni before all this jumped off.
So the question I have to 49er fans and Bay Area fans at large is, do we hold the coaches and the ownership and the owners and the players and the front office, do we hold them as accountable as they do in other cities? And we had a great spirited conversation on it before we had Randy Cross, and I kind of want to get back into it, but This is what we're talking about. So Nick Sirianni did an interview with WIP. He goes on there every Tuesday. And he explained why he brought the kids up.
All right.
And then he said, all right, thanks, guys. And he hung up. And this is what they said right after he hung up. Right after Sirianni hung up the phone.
I didn't like the answer about the kids and just doubling down and saying,
like that
basically, like, too bad my kids want to come. Like, I'm sure a lot of coaches' kids want to come up there. I'm sure that'd be a neat thing for a lot of coaches' kids to do, or players' kids or whatever. Like, just because they're your kids doesn't mean you can do that. Like, I would love to bring my daughter to work with me. I never want to leave my daughter. She's my favorite thing in the world. Every second I get to spend with her is like a gift. Like, I would bring her to me. She'd sit right there.
Here's where I'm at.
You know what
here's
I mean? Like, it is what it is.
On that topic, two things. One, I'm very disappointed that his answer was what it was. I think it's a straight mistake.
I'm blown away.
I'm shocked. It's a
shocked
it's
by
a
that
straight
answer.
Mistake. Two, It means Lurie and Howie are permitting it, at least to this point, and didn't tell him in the last 40 hours, don't do it again.
Part of me is, well, they made him apologize.
Well, he did apologize.
Yeah, and I think that was a mandate from up above.
But then he explained his rationale for having him up there, and he said he wants to, and he wants, what's wrong with this? He wants to pass along his love of football to his children.
I get that.
Okay.
There. But when you're there doing the gesture of F off, basically, in Philly, the home of Rocky, and then it's time to face the music, and you come in with your kids trying to preach sympathy without saying it, nah, they sniffed that out, and that's why they didn't like it. And Philly's that market that we talk about. Stiney, like, no holds barred, man. We love the kid. The guys say, I love it. Daughter's the best thing that happened, my favorite thing in the world. But I'm just mad because I think I know Sirianni, Stoney, and I think he knew what he was doing. I bring the kids up here. We ain't got to get into what I just did or what went down. Well, then he apologized, and his bosses made him apologize. He's picking a fight. He will never win, and I think this is his last season as Eagles coach.
What if they win it? Oh, they're not gonna.
Well, thank you.
It's probably his last year in Philly, but... I mean, the irony of the situation is he did bring his kids up to the podium, and they still asked him what happened between him and the fans. Yeah, and that's what he kept saying. Well, I was just excited. Yeah. I was just excited. But my question to Bay Area sports fans is, that does the media out here hold the teams and the players and the coaches and the GMs accountable? And the one thing I was wondering is, okay, if you could ask a question to anybody that you feel hasn't been asked, like, what would it be? If we say the Bay Area media is soft and they don't ask the tough, hard questions, what are the tough, hard questions that don't get asked of, I don't know, Kyle Shanahan, Lynch, Kerr, Lacob, Myers, Dunleavy?
Yeah.
Farhan?
You
Bochy?
You got me thinking. Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Melvin?
And again,
I don't know.
It's what Evan said about the Wiggins situation that's still with me. Stoney, again, it's not about getting the answer. Obviously, that's the goal and you want it. But from a fan perspective, you just want to know that the guys and gals covering the team did everything under the sun to get that answer. And that's why when you said, Goo, you could ask, if you asked him about his relationship with Ayuk, he probably wouldn't give you nothing. And you're right, but it would sit well with me knowing the Matt Steinmetz or the Evan Giddings of the world publicly asked him about that said relationship. And now you got me because you said Kawakami, who's a big boy. But, Stoney, would you have a problem if I said to you, in this market that I grew up in and the guys and gals that have covered the sport teams, the guy, the standard for me, that went out his way and didn't give a damn and asked the questions, is the guy up above not with us any longer, Ralph Barbieri. He did what I'm failing to explain, Stein. He asked, it didn't matter who you were. And that's a skill in itself I wish I had.
I
would give you my opinion all day long.
Right.
And I'm talking about things that I'm not good at, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think a lot of people would tell you Barbieri was a very good interviewer, but the interview with Brian Sabian.
Oh, it's a classic.
Where he used the phrase lunatic fringe. I mean, some would say, like, Ralph didn't get off it. He asked him like four times about it. It was about Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah, right.
And finally, Sabian was like, you know, yeah, we looked at Vlad, but he didn't make sense. Go ahead, E.
Well, I was just going to ask you guys, since you've interviewed a lot of people over a long period of time, is there ever a question that you regret not asking?
Yes. No. Yes, I do. I have one recent.
Great question.
And I blew it. And I still can get it back. But so we had
Curry on your birthday?
No.
That's a four week before.
And I just blew it. We had Kirk Lacob on a couple months back.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a bunch of stuff. It was a pretty relaxed interview. And I was going to ask him this. I forgot. Now, you out there can say you were scared. And that's fine. But I would have asked him this, and just in this way, because I don't feel like we've ever gotten a great answer. I would have said, hey, Kirk, what happened with Wiseman? What happened there? Just let it go right there. What happened with Wiseman? Because I think when you ask a question like that, you're going to get a detailed answer.
This is James Wiseman.
And
you weren't scared to do that. I don't believe you were scared
to
do that.
Okay, I forgot. Traded 2 years ago or whenever it was.
I think he would have knocked that out the park. Like he would have answered it.
Yeah, and but it's incapable of being knocked out of the park.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he would have touched that one.
How do you think he would have answered?
And why wouldn't he have touched it? Just like, hey, we gave James every not bashing James, but it just didn't work out.
Well, like he would have answered the question, but right. He would have. He also did that a couple times during the interview. Not to say he wiggled out of something, but when you don't have a good answer to something, you kind of just play both sides of the fence and say, well, you know, we're in a place where we thought this was going to happen and we gave him a lot of opportunities. He started for us. We thought he was good, but then he got hurt and tragic things happened. We had to make a move. Like,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, I just don't really think that he would have given us
and
what
it's
we
funny,
wanted.
To Evan's point, on the Wiggins question I asked him, he did the exact opposite. He ain't leaving the Bay, Steiny. And we felt like, what's that mean moving forward? You know, that he's on lock in the Bay, which I'm happy about. But he shared that information about basically saying, Steiny, we didn't let him out the city. But I'm just asking, and I can't wait. Does that mean Wiggins is more locked in now than ever?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. I would never say he's locked in unless I saw him.
But the way that he had the energy on the answer, sharing that with us, it's got to mean something, and maybe it meant something to the organization, but Wiggins, he'll still be the same Wiggins.
I mean, the other thing about, like, the Wiseman question is, and I do feel like this, do we really need to ask him what happened? We know what happened. They drafted a guy who couldn't play. Okay, so, well, who thought he could play?
Well, then that
was
would
it
be,
Joe? Yeah. Was it Bob? Like,
and Joe's on record as saying it's a group, Stoney.
Exactly.
Wink, wink, but,
exactly. Yeah. So, know what they're going to say half the time.
Yeah, but what about a guy that we've had privilege to interview? Bob Myers.
What about him?
He doesn't leave any meat on the bone to where he's so real, and I don't want to say authentic because that's real, that there's nothing to where you're left scratching your head as to...
I think...
You know what I mean?
I think a hardcore sports fan might say, yeah, you guys didn't ask Bob... You guys don't ask Bob Myers. You didn't... Ask him real tough questions.
Oh, we asked him about Wiggins. Remember when that was going on? And he was like, did you hear something, Goo? Stop. Did you hear something?
Stop wanting to be out of the group you're in. You're part of this. I'm part of it.
Oh, no.
We must acknowledge.
No, I'm not because I'm too scared to go do it. So that's why it's kind of funny I'm having this conversation. And I ain't dissing anybody, Stoney.
Well,
but I'm taking my radio hat off. And as a fan, what I want to hear Evan ask... Kyle, hey, what's your relationship? Like, Not that he would answer, but I feel better knowing the media called him out and at least gave the fans the opportunity for the coach to answer.
Okay, and then what if Kyle says, what do you mean? Like, what do you talk, what about our relationship? It's, I've got relationships with 53 players, and his is one of them. I don't think it's any different than my relationship with Trent, my relationship with Brendel.
But well, I would ask Nick Sirianni that question, or the equivalent, because he's got a track record of kind of blowing up about it.
Remind me specifically of the question about Ayuk.
Yeah, like how is your relationship growing with Jalen Hurts?
Oh my gosh.
You know, I think Sirianni would probably be more open than someone like Kyle Shanahan about that specific subject matter.
I think you're right, and I wonder if it's because that now is just out there as part of the narrative.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.